Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, members of the public. Thank you all for attending this evening. All persons present are reminded that the meeting may be recorded, and by attending this meeting, you are giving your consent to being filmed and your image being used. You are kindly requested to make it known to the chairman if you intend to film or record this meeting.
My lipstick on. God.
Thank you. Cairns is aware that funding applications may be controversial and emotive for those affected by the decisions made by this committee. However, all persons present are reminded that the council will not tolerate abuse or aggressive behaviour towards staff or other visitors attending this meeting. And anyone behaving inappropriately will be required to leave the meeting and the building. The monitoring officer would like to remind members that when they are considering whether the following items are exempt information under the relevant paragraph under Part 1 of Schedule 12A of the Local Government Act 1972, they must have regard to the public interest clause. This means that members must consider for each item whether the public interest in maintaining the exemption from disclosure outweighs the public interest in making the item available to the public. Apologies for absence, please.
I have some situation for Councillor James.
Thank you. Declarations of interest. All members are aware of the Code of Conduct. Are there any declarations of interest? Could you please state if it is a pecuniary or non-pecuniary, to which item it relates, and for what reason? Do we have any declarations of interest? No, thank you. Minutes. Can I confirm the minutes, please?
No, that's okay, Chairman. Thank you very much. Yes, it's regarding item one, which is the apologies. You may recall, Chairman, or you may not recall, I did call and say that I was struggling to get back from work and I will do my best to get back from there. But it doesn't seem to be recognised.
I gave your apologies, John, because you were in Stoke-on-Trent, if I understand. So it's obviously slipped through the net, but we'll make sure that it's recognised.
Thank you.
Sorry. John?
Yes, Chairman, just a minor glitch. Substitute for me at the last meeting, it doesn't appear to be recorded, Chairman. I did ask Councillor Holt and I did email you, the Conservative Whip and Democratic Services, that Councillor Holt would substitute for me, and yet it is down as substituting for G. Jones. Now, that's not quite right, Chairman. If you can make it right, that'd be very good.
Thank you, John. That will be amended.
Councillor Holt had already been nominated as a sub for Councillor Jones before Councillor Coxon put in his apologies.
Well, I'm not sure that's quite right, Chairman. But I can't argue because I haven't got the time when allegedly Councillor Holt was substituting for Councillor Jones, Chairman.
I think Councillor Coxon will sort this out after the meeting.
Yep.
Sorry?
I'll move a minute, Chairman.
You can? Do I have a second?
Seconded, Chair.
Thank you. All in favour, please, Chair.
With the amendment, Chair.
Yes. Anyone against?
No.
Thank you. The minutes are agreed. We now move to agenda item A1, the erection of 10 dwellings with associated access, turning areas and car parking. Land off Forest Road, Colville. I'll give you over to Mr. Elson.
Thank you, Chairman. Very briefly, I'll draw your attention to the update sheet, which just makes members aware that following the fairly late receipt of a response from the district valuer, who's assessed this application and concluded that with a different housing mix, the deficit on this development would be less. We feel that the conclusions we've reached in respect of policy 86 of the local plan are no longer justified, and on that basis we think that the applicant should be given the opportunity to either amend the application to reflect a more policy compliant housing mix, or to have the ability to enter into discussions with the district valuer at the conclusion they've reached in respect of the building cost and the reason why, of course, the deficit on liability is less with a group of smaller houses. So in light of that, we feel that the only recommendation we can now make is that the application be deferred to allow those discussions to take place.
Thank you. I'd like to move deferment. Do I have a second?
I'll second that, yeah.
Can we take the vote on that, please? All in favour of deferment? Thank you,
unanimous, Chair.
Thank you.
Chair, can I just quickly point you as a point of order that something new should be at the top table? I don't know if you're new colleague here. Can you enlighten me, please?
You've got
that
headache?
Hello, I'm Anthony
Matley,
I'm the senior policy officer. You're probably not
known
to me because I'm
not in
terms of
answer. Yes, hello, I do apologise through the chair that I now recognise who you are.
Councillor McGree, I think it's a sound of TV, you should have gone to spectators.
Yeah, I know.
Thank you very much. Agenda item A2, change of use to service apartments, external alterations and erection of walls, 57 High Street, Kenwood. Are any members of the committee required to remove themselves for the consideration of this application? Please put their substitutes step in now. Thank you. Please put the relevant planning officer present their report.
Thank you, Chair. Planning Commission is sought for change of use to service departments, external alterations and erection of brick wall. Scheme would comprise 4 one-bedroom apartments and 2 two-bedroom apartments. Brick wall is also proposed on the common boundary between numbers 57 and High Street, which will enclose a shared amenity space for the apartments. The external works relate to removal of the garage door in the front elevation, and replacement with a window, and blocking the existing door and replacement window at ground floor in the side elevation. The applicant has confirmed that the existing use is a bed and breakfast guest house, which has been operated by the owner occupiers of number 59 High Street, with some food preparation taking place in number 59 High Street and being taken in to number 57 High Street. To the rear, the buildings have been used for jewellery workshops for educational purposes. The service element proposal would involve applicants living at number 59 providing cleaning and laundry services, and the applicant has confirmed that the intended clientele would be employees associated with East Midlands Airport. One of the main concerns raised by Kegworth Parish Council and two letters of objection relate to parking. There is no parking proposed. If parking was required, it would need to take place on High Street. There are double yellow lines immediately outside the site and these seats at the point of number 55. The County Highway Authority are raising no objection due to the existing shortfall in parking and given the bus service. The alleyway, which exists between number 57 and number 59, which has been used for rear access to serve both premises, would be closed off to the service departments by virtue of the proposed wall, meaning that the alleyway would only be used by the applicants at number 59. Access to the service departments would be via the existing door, shown in the image, which has been used in the front elevation of number 57, which would lead to the church reception area to access 3 departments, and outside via the courtyard to access other 3 apartments. Access to the front door is via existing steps, therefore would not be suitable for a wheelchair user. Council's building control team have confused that as the scheme would be treated no worse than existing and part M of the building regulations wouldn't apply. Discussions have been undertaken with the applicant and consideration has been given as to whether a permanent ramp could be provided in lieu of the steps. However, in order to achieve the necessary gradient, The ramp would cover a significantly larger area and would involve removal of some of the existing cobbled area at the front of the garage, which is shown where the sign of the black van is parked, which would impact on the historic character of the property. Subsequent discussions have been undertaken with the applicant, who has confirmed that they would be happy to explore the feasibility of internal works to make the ground floor apartment accessible to wheelchair users and also provide a removable ramp to the site's frontage. Officers have also discussed the option of replacement windows in the front elevation of number 57. The applicant has confirmed that timber windows would not be feasible due to energy efficiency and noise. However, the applicant is agreeable to replacing the windows for good quality wood effect UPVC in the original sash style. Officers are of the opinion this would be a welcomed addition to property, and on this basis, description of development has been amended and the original condition reworded to include details for all windows. There are no other relevant material planning considerations that indicate that planning permission should not be granted. Accordingly, the application is recommended to planning permission subject to the imposition of planning conditions.
Thank you, Emily. Please, could the representative from the parish council come forward to make their observations? Thank you, Mr. Hawksworth. You have 3 minutes, and the young lady will find you.
The recommendation of the planning officer is to permit this development subject to conditions. I'm here to ask you to refuse the application on the grounds of complete lack of parking, over-intensive use of the site, loss of amenity to neighbours, and the overall effect on the village centre conservation area. Caithness Parish Council have made representation to this committee previously to object to similar developments because of issues caused in the village. This application for 6 1- and 2-bed service apartments is a total occupancy of up to 16, with no parking provision on site, double yellow lines along the high street. Highways have stated that they would normally resist a proposal that failed to provide off-street parking, but have accepted this proposal as there is a bus to the airport from that side of the building, and the target clientele for the apartments is stated to be staff from the airport. Caithness Parish Council considers that the highway's remarks fail to properly take account of the unique position which service departments and HMOs and Caithness existing problems of parking. Our rural location and limited bus service, we ask you to set aside the highway's comments. This development, if approved, would greatly exacerbate the existing problems on the High Street, Broadhill and Packington Hill area, which also has two large hotels and a large HMOs in the vicinity. Approval of this development would give a terrible precedent for similar applications to provide very little or no parking. Wrongly based on the availability of public transport, this is not an urban location. Our local experience is that pilots and other workers from the airport do have cars and do commute in them to and from the village and will use the on-street parking, causing much difficulty in parking for residents commuting throughout the year without respite. There is no means for planning to determine or regulate the actual clientele of the completed service apartments, whatever initially stated. Although the existing residents in number 59 intend to remain to service apartments, the other neighbours will have to have a description of additional comings and goings. It is immaterial whether number 57 is used by 16 people who share facilities or by 16 people who have separate facilities, to those who are inconvenienced by a more intensive use of the building. 57 and 59 High Street are in the recently established conservation area in Kedworth, and 55 and 59 are listed. This should be enough reason to be especially cautious in determining more intensive use of the site. I therefore ask you to refuse the application on the grounds of complete lack of parking provision and over-intensive use of the site, resulting in a detrimental effect the amenity of adjacent established residential area within the village conservation area. Thank you.
Thank you. Before you leave, Councillor, if any of the members wish to ask you a question purely to clarify anything that you have said, are you willing to answer those questions?
I think so.
So Sorry?
Yeah, sorry. Would any councillor like to ask any question of clarification? No, thank you.
Do the officers have any comments regarding what the parish councillor, Mr. Hawker, has said?
Just so I'm aware, in terms of the comment about lack of parking, that's fully recognised. From the initially consulting the Highway Authority, we received coming back suggested we could determine some of their standing advice. Because we were aware of the concerns of the parish council, speaking in relation to this type of development within Kegworth, we asked the County Highway Authority for a specific response to this application. So that they could look at it in more detail rather than leaving for us to make the decision, which they have done. And we've seen the report that they still have no objections. So in that respect, we did feel we could recommend refusal of the application on highway safety grounds. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Mr. Elson. Please, for the applicant, Mr. Winsett, come forward to make his representation.
Good evening, Chair and members of the Planning Committee. My name is Mark Winship. I am the applicant and I'm speaking in support of the case officer's recommendation to approve this application. My wife and I live next door to the proposed development with our 12-year-old son. We're local residents looking to provide high-quality rental accommodation that will support the local economy by providing jobs and by supporting local services and amenities in the Kegworth community. In essence, the proposed development at number 57 High Street involves upgrading the existing bed and breakfast accommodation and breathing life back into two outbuildings that might otherwise fall into disrepair. Having recently invested a significant amount of time, care and money into the restoration of our own home, which is a beautiful listed building, we are passionate about refurbishing and converting this neighbouring property in a way that is sensitive to the heritage of the site and in a way that will ultimately represent a positive long-term contribution to the conservation area in Kegworth. The proposed apartments will be renovated to a very high standard and the proposed exterior alterations are minor, as we're very motivated to retain the most attractive outlook across the buildings from our own home. At the request of members, we will install good quality wood effect sash windows to the frontage of the property, improving the current appearance. Living next door to the property makes us highly motivated stakeholders in ensuring that the development is in keeping with the setting and that the rental aspect is managed in a way that creates minimal disturbance to local residents, most notably ourselves. My wife and I will be managing the rental of the property and we're very specific about the clientele that we're looking to attract, which will include professional employees working at East Midlands Airport and within the East Midlands Gateway project. Student tenants will not be considered. Also, at the request of members, we've committed to exploring the feasibility of making one of the ground floor apartments as accessible to all users as possible, whilst retaining the characterful qualities of the property. It is expected that a significant proportion of the occupiers will make use of the Skylink bus service that stops immediately outside the house, or taxi and shuttle bus services, and therefore we do not anticipate a significantly increased demand on street parking. The airport and the East Midlands Gateway are accessed directly from the property along a road that we understand will soon be designated for bus and taxi services only. In summary, we are local residents committed to a high quality, sensitive restoration in keeping with the objectives of the conservation area and securing a long-term viable use of these historic buildings. We also wish to support the vitality of Kegworth by providing a service that is an asset to the local community. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. If any committee member wishes to ask you a question as a for a point of clarification, are you willing to answer?
Councillor Harrison.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Good evening. Good evening. I read with a little concern that you would explore the feasibility work regarding this access.
Yeah.
When I looked at this, the access is a really important part.
Yeah.
I think parking is, but I want to talk to you, if I may, Mr. Chairman, about the access. I look at that doorway and think there's three decent sized steps. How on earth are you going to organise a wheelchair? Because there was talk of using the cobble early on, then you're not going to use that.
Yeah.
But really, health and safety is critical. You've already said that the downstairs would be for wheelchair usage. But how are you going to do this? Because this didn't fill me when I looked at this earlier this evening. Explore the feasibility of works. That wasn't like a commitment that we could sort of put this towards, because otherwise you'd be asking us to grant you permission, access to a building, that we would probably be in default with health and safety.
The only reason for the turn of phrase, explore the feasibility, is we only received this kind of request and this information yesterday. So we're still processing exactly, looking at the feasibility of this. We are more than happy to accommodate the idea of a permanent ramp. It was whether or not that would be agreeable to the conservation officer in terms of the impact it would have on the cobbled area and things like that. So we could, that's why we proposed a temporary ramp. We've since had our architect confirm the internal dimensions of the navigation inside the internal dimensions, and they almost entirely meet regulations for wheelchair access, bar one small navigation around the staircase, which is where I'd have to look at what the internal implications of that were. But having only received it yesterday, we were only able to commit to looking at the feasibility of it.
Thank you. Our legal department would like to comment.
Councillor Hamilton and members, if I can just add in that health and safety reasons aren't a planning reason to be considered when dealing with this application. Equality issues are, and the local authority has a public sector equality duty under the Equalities Act, section 149, to have due regard to protected characteristics within the Equalities Act. And I have been in discussions with the senior planning officer, Ebony, in terms of what we should be doing, and I am satisfied that we have had due regard to that public sector quality duty.
Thank you.
Councillor Adam, do you wish to ask a question?
Yes, thanks, Chair. Good evening, lady. The downstairs, okay, if we can get the access sorted out, the interior, the disabled facilities in the interior?
Yeah, so the apartment that we would designate for wheelchair access, we would modify that so that it would have the appropriate facilities for wheelchair access, extended access to the bathroom, shower facilities, etc., wet room facilities.
Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Councillor Adams. Councillor Spratt.
Thank you, Chairman. Yeah, you made mention about the road from what you believe is going to be from taxes only. Is that the road that passes by the point of 57 and 59?
Yeah, High Street becomes Ashby Road, I believe it is, that we understand, with all the changes with the Kegworth bypass, will become designated to taxis and bus services only direct to the airport.
Okay, and would you think it could be feasible if that didn't happen, that there could perhaps be a residence parking scheme for the rest of the street, so that people would be encouraged to use taxis and bus service?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Can I just put in there, Councillor Speck, that's a highway authority decision, and we've been told quite bluntly that it is acceptable.
I'm just asking the applicant what his thoughts are. The next thing is, it's what it would be called, but it's a listed building, and Chairman, through you, can we have some clarity on that from the officers? Is it a listed building?
My understanding is that the buildings each side are listed. The actual building that we're talking about is not listed. However, because of the view of the front of the building, which is out of character with the buildings on each side of it, I asked the officers to speak to the applicant to see if they'd be willing to upgrade the front facade of the building so it actually blended in with the buildings each side, and they've actually agreed to do that.
I'm at a disadvantage, Chair. I'm at a I'm at a disadvantage because all I can see is 57 and 59 on the TV screen.
Yeah,
the so can somebody tell me, because we're now not doing site visits and stuff, somebody's been out in the summer. We're talking here about good quality wood effect windows in a UPVC sash style. What are the windows in the adjacent buildings comprised of?
Windows in the adjacent buildings will be timber.
The windows in the two adjacent listed buildings would be timber because they are listed buildings. These ones at 157 at the minute are UPVC. So the wood effect style would be look better than what we've got there at the moment. There's been a request from councillors to ask the applicant to consider better quality material for the windows in the front elevation.
Do you like it? So more of a brown effect than a white effect then?
No, the colour finish and the details will be conditioned, and at this stage it's asking the applicant who's agreeable to make those changes. There's no actual requirement for him to do so, but they've agreed in principle that they're going to be willing to do that, and as such the conditions have been amended and the description amended so that the officers, so that members and officers can actually achieve that detail and get that secured.
Thank you. No further questions, thank you.
As a point of clarification, Councillor Spreck, I've been informed today that we have actually given planning permission in conservation areas before for these modern plastic windows, and Councillor Bridges, who is nodding at me, will be able to tell us that they're virtually impossible to distinguish from the wooden ones. If Councillor Bridges would like to comment on that.
I'm not going to tell you that, Chairman, but what I am going to confirm is yes, that has happened. I don't agree with it, but yes, that has happened in the past. And I couldn't name you a couple in this district as well that's happened prior to our officers being looking after them.
Thank you, Councillor Bridges. Councillor Green.
Michael has asked the applicant the question. I'll reserve my remarks for the debate chair. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Green. Councillor Bowman.
Thank you, Chair. I think my question has been answered. I'll just say you're looking at using timber sash in the top here.
Timber effect, PVC sash windows.
Yeah. Okay, thank you.
Excuse us, moment between ourselves. I think the planning officers do accept the fact that a traditional looking sash window is better than what we've got there at the moment. However, obviously it seems a bit of a bone of contention whether they're plastic or wood. Would you consider putting timber in?
We would prefer to go with the PVC wood effect windows from the perspective of energy conservation, and also with our experience of obviously living in number 59 with the single glazed wood effect, it does get very cold. The energy efficiency of those windows isn't fantastic, so we would like to be able to meet achieve the objectives of the conservation area through the PVC wood effect sash windows in preference to the actual wood ones.
Thank you. Thank you.
Well, I apologise, I'm sorry. Thank you, Jim. I was the one that was initially concerned about wheelchair access, and I am concerned still that if you're talking a ramp, it would have to be a very large ramp to get an accessible incline on it, and you would be coming well out onto the pavement. How far out do you think, realistically, think you would have to come?
If we were to look at a permanent ramp, I think the idea is, bearing in mind that we are replacing the garage for a window, garage door, that we would run the ramp parallel to the property, so it will run across the property as opposed out into the street.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you
very much. Do the officers have any comments on the recommendation?
No.
I can now open the debate to the committee.
Thank you, Chair. I'm deeply concerned about this application within the conservation area, means that what we can and what we can't do as a planning committee is also needs to be taken into account. I think what's disturbing me, Chair, tonight as part of this debate is the change of status of the highway fronting the property to be restricted to buses and taxis, which is not in the report. And I think that does have a bearing about how I make my decision when we're voting on this application. If I'd known at the time when I was studying this and had the report and reading it when I was away on holiday, is that I would have been wanting to ask questions like, what happens to that residential parking down there if this road is only going to be restricted to buses and taxis? If this had been in the report, Chair, I think that a different barrier. I have deep concerns about short-term lets in this property if it gets planning permission. Where it will be is that the tenants will turn up with cars and want to park them somewhere, even if they're going to use the bus between the property and the airport or the gateway or wherever. I don't believe that somebody's going to turn up when they're going to rent this premises in a vehicle and leave it at the airport car park, because that will cost them money to leave it in the airport car park if they're airport residents. So they're going to find somewhere else to park the vehicle, which is obviously going to be in Kenwood. And I'm getting a bit tired of the laid-back attitude taken by highways over these particular issues. And I think, Chair, is that part of this debate, I think members ought to be aware that if this road is going to be restricted, which I've only just learned about, and then who is it going to be restricted to? Am I going to be stopped driving up it when I visit the hotel for a do? Is it going to stop people, non-residents, from parking on there? I don't know. And I think that I'm deeply disappointed, part of the minutes, I'm deeply disappointed that that issue has not been discussed in this report. Thank you, Chair.
Just in response to that, the reason that's not been mentioned in the report is because the highway authorities haven't made any reference to that in their comments, so it's not something that officers were aware of when we were drafting the report. Obviously, we relied on the comments of the County Council. If they made us aware that was going to be the case, then we would have gone back to ask the same kind of questions that you're now asking. So that's the reason it's not in the report. It's not something that we're deliberately trying to hide from you. It's just something that I'm sorry, I haven't made us aware of.
Thank you. Can I try? Yeah, I mean, do you actually have any idea whether that's actually true or I don't know? It seems unusual that they would say that. But my concern is clearly we have to follow planning issues if we're following this. And if there is no objection to county highways, it's very difficult for us to surmise that there would be issues. On the HMO, something other than HMO is my own constituency. The problem you do have is my understanding that this house currently has permission to be converted into a residence. If that were the case, it could be converted into an HMO without any application to council at all, and we'd have no restriction on how many cars are involved in that. I had exactly the same issue in a new estate in my ward, and I worked, with the council and the county highways, and nothing that we could do to stop that. In fact, I have another resident who has six cars that causes obstruction, etc. But because they're not actually breaking the law, there's nothing that we can do other than try and lobby county highways for the unlikely addition of double yellow lines on there. So I think it's important that we look at the actual what's being proposed here, which actually would be make it less likely, in fact, it would make it impossible to do an HMO because these are individual self-contained flats, so an HMO has no locks
shared area. So I think it is perhaps not the best argument to go on that, although I can understand the concerns then, and dealt with my own ward, and I would speak out against things. I would find it very difficult to refuse on refer today.
Thank you, Councillor Ashman.
Councillor Biggie.
Yes, thank you, Chairman. I can understand the concern of the parish here, but I have to agree with Councillor Ashman. In this instance, this is the probably, I hate to say it, but it's probably the best way of controlling the situation and making something better than what could happen in there. I'd like to compliment the people for the initiative to try and do something and keep this alive. But as I say, I do have concerns about the natural sort of enjoyment that the amenity structure has created in that area for others. So it could be effective, but I think it would be far more effective should we not go with this and ultimately it does come back something in a different guise, maybe as a HMO. Thank you, Chairman.
Thank you, Councillor Bridges. Councillor Bowen.
Just a quick one. Just ask the officers, you're after roof of these timbery facts from there. I was going to say, the officers are after the ship out by that one.
The details will be secured by condition, so we'll have that information at a later stage. We'll have the discharge condition and we'll have the full details. In principle, you can get good quality ones like Resident 9 armour that you wouldn't know necessarily weren't wood.
Councillor Kelly.
Chair. I just have a number of observations to make here, having sat and opposed the HMOs that have come to Kegworth, for my reasons being primarily the gradual eating away at their society by all these transitory people that come, whether they be pilots, whether they be students, whatever. Now, I have a question to the officers, really. I was told very, very plainly that we could not consider who was actually going to be the occupants when it was HMOs and it was for student occupation, so that was not planning grounds. So my question is, this is now aimed at pilots and people visiting that area, and again, we seem to be actually naming who it is for, which I think is at cross purposes to what was said for HMOs. So that's what, and I'll just put that on my side for a minute. I do think that what is being proposed is probably the best for this area. I will go along with what Councillor Ashman said, Councillor Bridges. We have highways. Just come and live here. Please, some of the highways. Come and live in these really, really difficult places and just say, oh, no, it's absolutely fine. But there is nothing we can do about that. My final little one is about the windows, which is obviously causing a lot of problems. I live in a very old house, and I have got double glazed windows, and I have got wooden frames. And they are all sealed, and they are fine. My biggest gripe is I have to keep painting them. So I think that's said, but I would like a response from the officers to this naming of who it is going to be for. Thank you.
Does anyone else speak to?
It's never a draft.
No.
And ultimately, we'll be able to control who the occupiers were. And in response to the other point, we could recommend the next applicant advising it was referred from the windows.
Gentlemen, we've heard the debate about the hall issue, there isn't one, according to our office at Council Hall. We've heard from Ebony regarding the windows. The window actually, if you look at the existing building, with the existing windows, one of my major concerns, but Ebony assures us that she's been out inside and she's had it up and would be happy for something similar to be installed in the 57-59 or whatever. In consequence, Chairman, I'll move the officer's recommendations to the next.
Thank you, Councillor.
Councillor,
okay. Can I just make a couple of comments, please? I obviously live in a very old house. I prefer timber windows. You get double glazed timber windows, which are just as good as, and I'm talking directly, you know, just as good as plastic. And, you know, it improves the building no end if permission was to be granted. There is no, I'm sorry, the argument about it's not being plastic is just not hard. And then as far as highways are concerned, our officers have been back to highways twice and said, look, we're not happy with what you've come back with. But highways have just said, no, it's no problem at all. So I'm afraid it's scuppered. So if I could please move to the vote.
I'd like to go through and recall the vote, please, Chair. Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah. Recall the vote, please.
Okay, Councillor Adams.
Four.
Councillor Ashman.
Four.
Councillor Bohm.
Four.
Councillor Bridges.
Four.
Councillor Canny.
Four.
Councillor Coxon.
Four.
Councillor Harrison.
Four.
Councillor Clark.
Four.
Councillor Legree.
Okay.
Councillor Smith.
Four.
Councillor Schbett.
Four.
Bit of a tight vote, isn't it? They're negative right on that thing.
These ones are kind of special ones.
It's a special panel, isn't it?
Feels like
what's that?